You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Man, today's a wonderful morning. And haven't been talking much. I've been doing meditation, deep meditation today. And I am so proud to say that today is the 25th tip of our 25 motivational tips, the Supercharger 2024. And to know that we have already surpassed 25 weeks in 2024. Today is June 10th. And the conversation today, I just open up my book and I smile. And it's funny, it's like this process of these last few weeks has felt like almost a Christmas, an early Christmas morning as a child. Because each day that, well, each Monday that I've prepared to do this segment, I go to my book that I have all my talking points and all of the show topics. And every time that I've opened it up, I wrote it down, thought it through, created all of the aspects of it. But literally, that was in December of 2023. So each time that I've come to prepare myself or the current segment and I open it up, it feels like I'm waking up to a new Christmas. Each week, which has been pretty cool. And today's segment is everything isn't personal. And I'm recognizing just how, again, the universe has spent around and just keep encompassing me with reminders and affirmations. And today's segment is not going to disappoint at all. Everything isn't personal. And it ties in so well where I am in my position in this moment, in this very second. And I'm looking out of the beautiful courtyard of my studio and the door is open. The sun is bright and shining and my heart is moving at such a nice pace. So I can feel and sense that I am experiencing calmness and I'm experiencing peace at this moment. So, guys, I'm looking forward to having this discussion with you guys. You know what time it is. It's Monday and it's time for Sunday's Money Motivation. Let's go.
Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms.
San Jacinto, Temecula Valley areas and throughout the Inland Empire. Are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024? Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Sold by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Diamond Valley Lodge, the one-of-a-kind, unique, exotic dining experience for the whole family. Have dinner with real tigers at Diamond Valley Lodge's 100% safe, unique dinner party experience. Ever dine just feet away from a majestic Bengal tiger? Now you can. A magical evening under the stars with open-air seating in an exotic Zen garden. Just feet away from some of the most majestic creatures on the planet, our crown jewels of nature. Dinners are served on Friday and Saturday, brunch on Sunday. Reservation only by calling 855-9-TIGERS or 951-390-2670 or visit DiamondValleyLodge.com.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of J&H Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
Okay, guys, listen, if I haven't had a clear moment, I need to say this. Happy Pride Month. For those who are acknowledging, celebrating Pride, happy Pride to you guys. And even beyond that, I'm very, 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 very appreciative. I just feel very appreciative to be able to talk about so many things. You guys, if you have been tuning into this series, it started in the beginning of the year. And like many people, we put our best foot forward, and we put our goals and things that we're looking to do and to accomplish in the new year and throughout the weeks of the new year. So to be able to know that I have sincerely stayed the course, and I've actually been able to see the progression and have evidence of the progression, it just makes you feel extremely proud of a body of work that you've consistently committed to. And so I just wanted to acknowledge that. And I wanted to acknowledge my listeners, my followers, my supporters, media partners, all those that have been a part of this series this year. And for those of you who may be new to this channel and new to the podcast platform, Loud Mouth Radio Network, I welcome you. And I definitely invite you to listen to all 25 motivational tips. That's the wonderful thing about our content. You can actually archive it 24/7 on demand. And with that being said, the last few weeks I've been deep, deep, deep in projects. And I released a new comedy relationship series called Dating Like a Dyke. It's now up online on YouTube. You can actually look at the 3 episodes that are currently there. And in the midst of that, I got to say I've had a very busy, busy June. I also was able to reconcile with my bonus daughter from a previous relationship. That's a big inspiration for the comedy series I just mentioned. That is also on YouTube, as well as the audio is on our podcast platform. And we dove into a very deep, sometimes people can say a heavy conversation, but it was actually a good educational process for me, as well as for my guests. And for my listeners, you were able to, if you actually go to YouTube, you could see the video and you also can listen to the audio. So for me, I realized how intense it is to face reconciliation and forgiveness and self-accountability once again. And sometimes in the midst of things, you'll have things that'll challenge you. And when you're dealing with challenges outside of yourself, as well as within yourself, sometimes we'll take sensitivity to things. And those sensitivities can range from a lot of different reasons. Not all the time when we have these encounters does it mean that it's personal. Sometimes you'll have projects and things that you're doing that you're aligning with other people, or you're dependent on other people of some form or fashion, or you're collectively collaborating with other people. And there are times when even those interactions can be dropped or delayed or dismissed or just totally fall apart, or they may succeed. So I'm going to get into my talking points because I do have them here. But I just wanted to acknowledge some of those things that also tie into how well this week's topic is so important. So the first thing that I'm going to share with you is about removing sometimes the sensitivity and reactions to others. And that in itself, only you can make a determination how you respond to that. And what I mean by that, I'm going to dive in a little bit. sometimes we're in our own feelings. We're in our own mind spaces. We're in our own thoughts of collective, you know, consciousness. And sometimes we can inhibit our own things that are happening and then transfer them into other situations that may not tie together. So sometimes you have to remove a lot of your own sensitivity from your conversations, from your communications with other people, because sometimes it's not about any of the things that you're feeling that's happening between the correspondence between you and another person. So only you can divinely understand where you are emotionally. And then you can only tell when those times matter, where you have to remove your sensitivity away from it. The second thing I want to talk about is retain your ability to be comfortable with no. And this is probably challenging for some folks who just don't believe in getting no's, or, you know, we'll have this thing, especially if you're in business or you have this mindset, motivation that a no means yes. Like, in other words, keep piling it, keep being persevering, being persistent. And there are times, I'm telling you, I'm one of the biggest persistent people you will find. But even for me, I have come to maturely understand that there are times when you just need to stop, because there's times when you're pushing through a door that's really not there for you to come through. And even you got your eyes set on it, that does not mean it's for you to enter. So we have to also, you know, incorporate our own wisdom here. And to understand that everything is impersonal. Everything is not set out to go against you or fall on you or happen to you. And you have to be comfortable with the possibilities of no coming a lot more times than yes. So when the yeses do come, you'll be able to relish in them and appreciate them. And they'll be so much more greater in feeling and impact, because you've had the no's, you've had the not today's, you've had the I get back to you, you've had the silence. And I know for me, I've had a lot of silence at times. And I learned that even silence, people are still speaking. Amen. So it's about being able to pay attention to how people are moving and grooving, or not moving and grooving with you. And then you still have to make a decision of how you want to be within that moment. Also, my third talking point here, using your thinking mind, right? Which is what I'm talking about right now. Use your thinking mind. Your thinking mind will help you to understand very clearly whether or not what you're doing, feeling, or considering is in alignment. And that's if you really are taking the time to tap into what's happening around you and paying attention to your inner self at the same time. And I know that may seem challenging, but if you activate it and you focus more on it, you'll start to come to understand what I'm talking about, and you'll be able to have a reference point. And that thinking mind sometimes needs to be activated, because the emotional side of the mind, of the heart chamber pushing into the mind, may cause you to react in a way that you shouldn't. And once again, everything isn't personal. And then sometimes it is. Only you can divinely understand when those moments are occurring to you, because they will happen. It's like a yin and yang. They're constantly happening to us and around us and with us, right? The other side is minimize emotional response. And when you minimize emotional response, sometimes it helps to give you a better clarity of the circumstances that is happening, or the conversation that's being said, or the comments or the emails or the notes or the text messages, whatever they may be coming in, whatever form, whatever form of communication is coming from. Guys, the wonderful thing is that we're all an energy, and everybody is in their own bottle trying to make the most of what their world is allowing them to be and do. So the other day I saw something on social media, and this guy posted, I think it was on TikTok, and he said, rent is like $2,000 and you want me to be worried about what? And it was like this list of random things. And it was very, very, very enlightening at that moment, because it made me think about the fact that, hey, like right now I'm doing my PR and a lot of the footwork of, now that the series episodes that I filmed and produced are up, I am now working diligently on getting the message out and getting the word out about it. You know, that's always what Loudmouth has always been, but putting the word out, getting the word out about things, right? So this original series content is my own personal experience, but at the same time, it's a lot of people's experiences. The wonderful thing that I've come to see and recognize is that people can tap into what they can relate to. And so I want and hope that this message today is something that you can tap into and you can relate to and understand that everything isn't personal. But for those things that are important to you, make them personal enough to matter and use them to your own strength. And do not be wavered. Do not be afraid. And go be the best and the brightest. Peace, guys.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.